There's been shock, celebration and anger across the United States after a teenager who shot three people at a Black Lives Matter protest was cleared by Wisconsin's court. Kyle Rittenhouse has now given a lengthy interview on Fox News. Max Chalmers has the backstory. Hi, Max.
Hi, Fran. Yeah, last week we spoke about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Over the weekend, the jury came back. They cleared the 18-year-old of all charges. We know he shot dead two people at a Black Lives Matter protest that turned into a riot in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We heard him argue in the trial that it was done in self-defense. Well, now he's done his first big interview sitting down with Fox News host Tucker Carlson. He said he's a supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement.
I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating. And I believe there needs to be change. I believe there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct, not just in my case, but in other cases. And it's just amazing to see how much a prosecutor can take advantage of somebody. Like, if they did this to me, imagine what they could have done to a person of color who doesn't maybe have the resources I do or is not widely publicized like my case.
In 2020, Joe Biden had criticized Donald Trump for not condemning white supremacy and shared a video from his Twitter that included an image of Kyle Rittenhouse. And in this interview, Kyle Rittenhouse has now said that that defamed his character and he accused Joe Biden of acting with malice.
It's actually quite hysterical how nobody can go back and look at the facts of the case. He crossed state lines, false. He's a white supremacist, false. None of that is true. And the lies that they can just get away with spreading is just sickening, and it's a disgrace to this country.
I couldn't agree more.
Tucker Carlson there at the end of that clip. Kyle Rittenhouse doesn't live in Kenosha. He did live across state lines, but he said he was working in Kenosha and was staying with a friend the night of the shooting, so he's not completely disconnected from the community there. He says the owners of the car dealership asked him to provide protection, although they testified in the trial saying that that wasn't true. When asked about the broader significance of the case after the verdict, Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer, Mark Richards, played it down. But even though Kyle Rittenhouse distanced himself from armed militia groups in his trial and in this interview, they're not distancing themselves from him. One of the men watching the trial in court was Kevin Mathewson. As Black Lives Matter protests swept the country, he'd created an armed group called the Kenosha Guard and urged locals to go into the streets with guns to stop rioting. That post went viral. And people like Kevin Mathewson were elated by the verdict. He reportedly said he was walking on sunshine and that the outcome vindicated people like him. The outcome has also been welcomed by a host of high-profile Republicans and conservatives, including Donald Trump. Before the trial was over, some Republicans were already suggesting they'd offer Kyle Rittenhouse a job.
He is not guilty. He deserves a not guilty verdict, and I sure hope he gets it, because you know what? Kyle Rittenhouse would probably make a pretty good congressional intern. We may reach out to him.
Republican Congressman Matthew Gaetz speaking during the trial. On the other side, progressives and Democrats have said the outcome will encourage people to take the law into their own hands. Joe Biden said the decision had left many, including himself, feeling angry, but that the jury had spoken. And between all of this are the family and the friends of the men who were shot. The girlfriend of the second man who was shot, Anthony Huber, spoke to a small protest after the verdict.
Every day I wish that I could come home to him and unload some of this weight that's on my shoulders. But I can't, because he's dead. And now this system is telling me that nobody needs to answer for that. And I have a problem with that. I think I've been very open in expressing my empathy for the other side of this, but that's just not reciprocated back.
Friend, something that jumped out to me watching the Kyle Rittenhouse interview was the way that Fox News host Tucker Carlson worked very hard to make him the victim and also the hero of the story. He contrasted Rittenhouse and the men he shot, and he argued there was a class divide hanging over the case between Rittenhouse and his media critics. But if that's true, it's not the case when you compare Rittenhouse and the men that he did shoot. Here's the great aunt of Anthony Huber, the second man Rittenhouse shot and killed, speaking after the verdict.
In some of the photos you see of Anthony, you see he's wearing a cap and it has the word bacon on it. When his grandmother was very ill, he's asked his grandmother, if you believe in reincarnation, what do you want to come back? What animal do you want to be? And she said, you know, a warm, fuzzy bunny. I just want to be, you know, cuddled in the next life. I don't want any pain. She asked Anthony what he wanted to be, and he looked at her and he said, bacon. And, just, He said, I want for once in my afterlife to live in a house where people are rich enough to buy bacon.
This is Anthony Huber's great aunt, Susan Hughes, there. His family were upset that his criminal record became a common talking point on the internet as the case played out. They said he'd done things wrong in the past, but that they thought he'd turned a corner. Anthony Huber was the guy who hit Kyle Rittenhouse with a skateboard. Rittenhouse was on the floor and fatally shot Huber as he appeared to be turning away from him. Fran, whatever the broader cultural and political ramifications of this case, the immediate impact is that Anthony Huber's family won't get to see what the rest of his life had in store.
Yep, that's right. That's the cost of it. Max, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.